Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. I'm not quite sure why it is, but I don't think Maryland gets enough credit for its peaches. This is high season for this wonderfully sweet and versatile fruit. My favorite farmers like Dave Hockheimer of Black Rock Orchards are bringing their peaches to the market by the ton. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Scola Cooking School, there's a lot to like when it comes to peaches.
Oh, without a doubt. And, you know, Georgia seems to get all the credit.
Yeah, yeah.
But and they actually do not grow a lot of peaches. California grows more than 90% of the peaches we grow in this country.
No kidding.
Maryland's not even in the top 10, but compared to Georgia, I think our peaches are way better. They're smaller, they have more intense flavor, mm-hmm. and right now they are really just delicious.
They really are. Let's talk about the kind of peaches we're likely to encounter when we go shopping in the market.
Sure. I think that there's two types of peaches that are very important to me, clingstone versus freestone,
right.
as you know, in almost all stone fruits. The problem is you can't tell by looking at a peach which one it is. Right. And who wants to like try and sort of like cut up peaches and you find that you've got a clingstone peach,
mm-hmm.
right? And you have to work so hard and like rip the peach apart.
Yeah,
it's almost impossible. The thing is to ask the grower,
right?
Because they know which varieties that they grow are clingstone versus freestone. And typically, clingstone are the earlier ones we see. They ripen a little bit earlier. And mm-hmm. later in the season, we see the freestone peaches. But you know that to get it off the pit is like most of the challenge, unless you're just eating it like a piece of fruit.
That's right. That's right.
The other main sort of definition that will define two different types of peaches is white flesh versus yellow flesh.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you know, we have almost every variety in both. The main difference is the white flesh peaches, which are way more common in Europe and Asia, have a lot less acidity.
Mm-hmm.
They're very sweet, but kind of flabby if you talk about wine, right? The yellow flesh peaches have a really nice tanginess to them.
Yeah.
They have that acidity that balance out of the sweetness. And I think that's very important. And those things like the yellow peaches to me are the ones that I would rather eat as opposed to the white flesh.
And there's these cute little peaches that I've seen recently. They're called donut peaches.
The donut peach. I mean, they're just a genetic variant. And they, again, come in both white flesh and yellow flesh versions. But they have a very flattened pit in the center. You can they're great for eating, but
it's
not really for
fruit.
Cooking.
That's right.
Sure.
It is.
And let's be very clear. Nectarines are not a different species. They are peaches. Nectarines are peaches that are just not fuzzy.
They're bald peaches.
Exactly. So and the other thing, too, is you'll see in the farmer's market, the peaches you'll see have a lot more fuzz to them.
Mm-hmm.
That's because most farmers harvest and just basket.
Right.
The commercial version of peaches are actually brushed in the basket house or the packing mm-hmm. house, and so a lot of the fuzz is removed. But don't be afraid of it. It's an easy wash, and it naturally occurs on the peach.
Now, a lot of the peaches that I buy are rock hard. What do I do to get them nice and soft and ripe?
Oh, I don't know. Patience. Try and buy ripe peaches, Al.
I know.
I mean, that's the interesting thing, though. You're right. Color doesn't determine the ripeness.
Mm-mm.
It's about firmness. And you want a peach that gives a little when you push it.
Yeah.
That'll be
right. Now, I've always heard that putting them in a brown paper bag can help to hasten ripening because of a gas that they supposedly emit.
It can. But, you know, the thing right now is they're perfectly ripe. Buy the good ones and you'll enjoy them immensely.
Now, the one thing I think we should do is encourage people to look up a good recipe for peach ice cream.
Yes.
And then give us a call and invite us over, because that's one of the great treats of summer.
Without a doubt.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.